Not only through his previous words, but also through his subsequent ones, he seeks to make the commandment easy. But he renders it easier still by not just these factors, but also through the notion of recompense. He professes matters loftier than they merit, stating, "In order that there may be equality at this time, and their abundance, a provision for your scarcity." So what does he mean? You are prosperous in wealth, they are in life and in courage towards God. Consequently, give them some of the wealth you possess in abundance, but they lack, so you may partake in the assertiveness that they have in excess, but you need. Witness how he subtly prompts their giving beyond their means and their deprivation. For, he implies, if you wish to receive some of their surplus, give some of yours. But if you aim to acquire the entirety, you will need to give from your scarcity and beyond your capabilities. He does not explicitly state this, however, but leaves it to his listeners' inference, and in the meantime, executes his aim and appropriate admonition, congruously appending the words that there may be equality at this time. What sort of equality? You and they mutually offer your excess and fill up your deficiencies. And how is this exchange of spiritual for physical things equated? For the gain on that side is immense. Hence, how can he term it equality? Either he means this is the case when each party possesses and lacks certain things, or else he is merely referring to the current life, and therefore after mentioning equality, he supplemented it with at this time. He asserted this both to suppress the arrogance of the wealthy and to point out that the spiritual possess a greater advantage after death. For in this life, we all experience a broad equality of dignity, but post-mortem, there will be a considerable disparity and supreme superiority when the righteous outshine the sun, since he revealed that they should not just be givers, but also receivers, and to a greater degree, he attempts to encourage their enthusiasm further, indicating that if they failed to distribute their wealth to others, they would gain nothing by hoarding it all inside. And he quotes an old tale stating,